I don't know what to say.
This is Jolene, Jolene Cronin, who is not usually lost for words, I can tell you. She is one of the most ebullient, energetic, and nice people that you will ever meet. Jolene, where are we and what are we doing?
What an introduction, Roger. Well, actually, we're in the Old English Market in Cork City, and we're here at the Keep Cork meeting, so there's absolutely loads of different suppliers, people in the industry, hospitality, service providers, all showcasing what they can offer in Cork. And in turn, there's people here who are bringing business into Cork as well. So I suppose it's an exchange of information and finding out what's the best things to do in Cork.
Now, I think you've got an unfair advantage amidst all of these people. You have got 1, 2, 3, 4, you've got about half a dozen whiskey bottles on display here. I think that's cheating. But let's not talk about the whiskey. Let's talk about your own event. What is your event? And give us a bit of history.
Yes, I suppose we do have the half dozen whiskies, very big loud laugh, but we've also got the Irish Redhead Convention behind us. So that's an event that I organised, started literally as a joke a couple of years ago between myself and my brother, and it's kind of escalated into something that I never really expected it to become. And I suppose it's a gathering of redheads, that's what it is. Redheads that have literally travelled from all over the world to come to little old Crosshaven in County Cork and celebrate everything there is about being ginger.
So in addition to having the oldest yacht club, which is the only other thing I know about Crosshaven, and a very interesting fort.
And a lovely pub.
Oh, how could I forget the pub? Have you a connection with the pub?
Yes, of course I have a connection with the pub. My family own Cronin's Pub, which is a very established place right in the middle of town. And of course we do dinner and lunch and lots of seafood and...
Well, I can attest, if you're ever in County Cork and you want to go to a pub that will astonish you and will give you that real feeling that you're in Ireland, go to Cronin's Pub in Crosshaven. Back to the redheads. Why do all these redheads travel from far and wide to Crosshaven? What's the appeal of redheads coming together? Are there so few of you? Do you feel...
It's a very interesting question, actually, and it's something that's hard to describe unless you kind of experience it yourself. But I think the biggest thing really is a sense of community, which sounds bonkers, because how can people with red hair have a sense of community? But when you are together with a whole room, or in our case, a whole village full of redheads, it's, you know, everyone's had the same experience in a lot of ways. Like it's, you know, people were teased or bullied or even complimented. In fact, lots of compliments about your hair as well. So kind of like, you know, part of their life experience has been about red hair, and it's been a part of their life, maybe not necessarily kind of glaringly obvious, but when you come in touch with a group of people and we've all had the same thing, you know, that's kind of what unites us together. But as well as that, it's a very fun event, because we do lots of crazy things like freckle counting and best red eyebrows competition and the biggest redhead family and the carrot tossing championships, and we even do hair dyeing for people who aren't redheads so they can feel part of it. But what's also really special about our event as well is that it's a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society. So there's a serious side to it as well, because of course as redheads we're fair skinned, more susceptible to I suppose sun damage, melanoma, and we have to be aware of that as well. And you know, we just want to kind of drive that message home as well, that you know, there is a serious side as well to it.
And how many people came this year?
We had between 2,500 and 3,000 people at it this year, Roger. It was absolutely incredible. It was something that grew from literally a conversation. Our first event, we had 300 people. This year, you couldn't walk around Crosshaven. It took a place for the first time over a weekend. Traditionally, it's been a one-day event. And people travelled from all over the world to come to Crosshaven, from the States, South Africa, Australia. Lots of people from Germany, Holland, Sweden, you name it. It was absolutely mind-blowing. I couldn't believe how far and wide this event has grown.
So there is a longing. There was obviously a need that you tapped into. I mean, I was trying to be delicate earlier and not refer to the teasing, but it is obviously an issue. And it does. Is that one of the main drives that people like to come together and they feel, for once, they're not the odd person out? Or am I just over-exaggerating a bit here?
Are you over-exaggerating? It depends on who you talk to. Like, in my case, I was never bullied, really, for having red hair. But I have heard lots of first-hand stories where people have had a hard time about it. I think, though, you know, the compliments a lot of the time is far outweighed the negative things about it. But yes, you're right, especially outside of Ireland, people generally do not have a positive response towards having red hair, which sounds terrible, but like bullying of redheads in the States and in the UK is quite prominent. There's been stories of people who've been beaten up literally for having red hair. You've probably seen the South Park episode with all the gingers. Gingers have no souls and things like that. But look, let's not dwell on the negative things, because there's so many positive things to this event. You know, and it's a fun family thing. You know, like one of the really, really cool things that we did this year was we had a seminar about the genetics of red hair, where people literally found out about that, you know, there's many more redheads than we actually believe in the world, because there's undercover shadow army gene carriers.
Well, this is exciting now.
This is exciting,
Roger. Does the NSA know about this?
You too could be a ginger. That sounds really dodgy. But actually, they believe that up to 40% of the British and Irish population are actually carrying the ginger gene. So it takes two gene carriers to obviously reproduce and have a redheaded child. So it's not uncommon for you know, parents without having red hair to have a child who's a redhead. In fact, you have a 25% chance if you're both carrying the gene to have a redhead child. So that was really interesting, and new facts and figures were actually launched this year about that. Some of the fun events that I talked about earlier was the Carrot Tossing Championships. That is definitely one of the most hotly contested events that we have.
Just so I can get the right picture of this, you take a carrot vegetable and you throw it as far as you can.
Yes.
Is there any points for style, or is it purely distance?
No, well, we have a certain marker, so you get points if you get it into the marker according to the distance, and it's a knockout tournament. In fact, actually, a very reputable TV station called TV Bien from France came and covered this event, a sports channel. And it was a very serious event, very serious documentation of our event. So that's worth checking out, actually, which you can on the Redhead Facebook page.
I mean, listening to you and hearing you say that makes me want to film a documentary about it. I mean, when is the next one?
So the next one, we've already penciled in the date. It's the 22nd to the 24th of August, 2014. So it'll take place again for another weekend next year.
And tell me, is it just in Ireland that this is held, or are there other countries? I mean, I'm presuming if people will travel that far, nobody else is doing this.
Well, no, contrary to popular belief, there are actually gatherings of redheads in different parts around the world. And one of the largest redhead gathering actually takes place in Breda in the Netherlands. And it happens 2 weeks after our event. It's now going into its ninth year. They get up to 7,000 people come to the town. It's something that I've been to twice already, and I must say, it's an amazing event. I absolutely love it. It's an inspiration for everything that we do as well. And, you know, it's enormous. It's super.
I'm curious then, because your event could grow and grow and grow. Now, there is pretty much one road into Crosshaven and one road out of Crosshaven. Crosshaven is not a big place. At what point do the good burgers of Crosshaven say to you, Jolene, this is insanity. All these people, what are you doing?
They've already said it to me, Roger. It's all right. I've got to that point. It's okay. Well, clearly we're just going for world domination next. Yeah.
Just by comparison then, because there is Cork Week, which is a big sailing regatta we already referred to, that the world's oldest yacht club is in Kinsale. By comparison, I do apologise to everybody in Crosshaven. How many people does that event get compared to the Redhead Convention? And now this is a regatta that is well established.
At its peak, Cork Week had between 5,000 and 5,500 people at it. There was about 600 boats when it was at its max, which would have been the mid-90s. These days it's about, I'm not 100% sure of the numbers, but it's between 150 to 200 boats would probably be competing, and each boat would have anything between 6 and 8 people on board. So that'll give you an idea of the scale of what Cork Week is about. And that's a fantastic event, actually. It's really good.
But in your short time already, you are as big as, if not bigger than, Cork Week, which is something spectacular.
Yeah, we had a campsite and everything this year for the first time. It was like a mini electric picnic. We had 30 campers and we had a free shuttle bus running around the town. And we had events like spreading literally all over the village up into Camden Fort. And we also did the world's only ginger discount scheme. So if you were a redhead and you registered with us, right? I love deadly puns. Wait.
Ba-dum, she's here all week.
You could get like discounts on your hair to be blow dried. You could get half price takeaway coffees, half price ice creams in the local centre. €1 off any of the rides at the fun fair. You could get a free drink in Cronin's pub. There was loads of many privileges and advantages to being a redhead in Crosshaven that weekend.
Two final questions. My final one is, I know that despite the name, you are an all-inclusive event. So somebody like me, who may only be carrying the gene and not expressing my redness, is also welcome. Is that right?
Yes, but now I have to stress this. If you come down to the Redhead Convention and you're not a natural redhead, we really would appreciate if you made the effort to, I suppose, to fit in, because this is about redheads and it's about the Cancer Society as well. So we do offer on-site hair dyeing for anybody who wants to donate a few euros to charity and they can get their hair dyed. Or, of course, you know, just wear a wig and come down and embrace the ethos of the festival, because it's about gingers.
Final question then. Redheads and non-redheads alike who are really interested in this, where can they find out more?
So the best thing to do is to follow us on social media or check out our website. You will find us on Twitter at Irish Redheads, facebook.com/redheadconvention or redheadconvention.ie.
Jolene, thank you very much. And also thank you very much for this rather nice whiskey from Dingle Gold.
Sorry,